This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Charles Allen, for years, was the minister of a church in Houston, Texas. One of my favorite authors years ago. He said, "When I was a little boy, I used to tag along with my father in his country churches and listen to him preach. Sometimes when nobody was looking, I would slip into one of those churches and put a chair behind the pulpit as a kid and stand up and preach like my dad. When I was 19 years old, I was appointed minister to 3 little country churches, and from that day until this day, my dream has been the same, to preach like my dad. I'll never forget getting on the bus to go to college in Spartanburg, South Carolina. My dad gave me a bus ticket and $15. He said, 'Charles, I wish I could give you more, but I know you can make it.' During my dad's final illness, he was in the hospital for about 6 weeks. My brother John and I took turns sitting up with him at night. One night while I was there, my dad said to me, 'Charles, do you know what the greatest word is in the English language?' 'No, Dad, what is it?' My dad said, 'It's the word forgiveness. It's the word forgiveness.' Those were the last words my dad spoke. Turning his head a little to the side, he breathed his last, and just before dawn the next day, I was driving to my home 30 miles away. The radio was tuned to a country station, but I wasn't aware of the music. I was thinking about my dad, and all of a sudden, as the first rays of the rising sun came into my eyes, at that moment I heard this song on the radio. 'There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith I can see it afar. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore.' That morning I found an assurance that I never found before, because I knew my dad was all right. His words, 'Charles, do you know what the most important word is in the English language? Forgiveness,' is not only a sentimental and lovely thought, it's true. It's got to be the greatest word in your vocabulary, not an also-ran. It's got to be an important concept in your life, not something you think about once a year at Easter. It's got to be part of your spiritual DNA. It's got to be part of your DNA. Jesus said 12 words that totally changed this woman's life. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." I want to suggest that the Lord says that today to every man in this room, every woman in this room. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Your faith in Christ. Go in peace. Now, I want you to notice the analogy that Jesus uses. He uses two men who owe a moneylender money. One owes 500 days' wages, a lot of money. Think of what you make in a day, and then multiply that times 500. That's what he owed the moneylender. The other one owed 50 days' wages. Both debts were forgiven. And Jesus asked the rhetorical question, what do you suppose would be the person of those two that's going to have the greatest appreciation and love to the moneylender? The guy that owed the most. There's a connection between forgiveness and love in your life, and sometimes people don't realize it until they've been forgiven. Forgiven people know how to love. Write that down. Forgiven people know how to love. Forgiven men and women know how to forgive. And sometimes when a man or woman says, "I just can't forgive," is it possible that they haven't experienced forgiveness themselves? I think that is possible.
Well, are you able to think of a time in your life when someone forgave you? How did you feel? We'll continue with a powerful story on Cross Hope tomorrow. We hope you know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to hear any message or to look at visual stories.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.